Sydney, W222CR Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowe and Skylar Thompson live for eight-man football tonight, live from Oxford Academy. This is the Oxford Blackhawks taking on the Sequoia Valley Redhawks here tonight. The Sequoia Valley recently changed their mascot, so they are now the Sequoia Valley Redhawks from Section 3. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Sky, welcome in. A beautiful night, and we were talking pregame that this is one of the best fields that we go to in terms of just a picturesque setting.
Yeah, no, when I pulled in here, this is kind of a cool day. Obviously, we'll talk about everything going on here at Oxford, but I pulled in. There's some doo-wop music, people dancing, some touch football, kids on the playground, but the field setting is just amazing. When I was pulling in, really, I was like, this is just really cool. We have the natural grass field, but like a historic backdrop, and it's really quite fascinating.
I have great memories of playing in what they used to have here with the Oxford Soccer Tournament, and they invited some very, very good teams, and GMU came for a number of years, and we would play under the lights here, and they always had a great crowd, and it's just the fall colors. There's a historic house that's right, if you've ever been here, kind of right on the far side of the field behind the benches, and it just has a nice upstate New York crisp feel to it. It's kind of an old school feel, and they've really done a good job of modernizing it as well, having this beautiful press box and grandstand here for everybody to sit in. I mean, this is probably one of the nicer press boxes we see all year.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy we have this. And even happier if it was cold or raining outside. It's very nice in here. We were talking before the game about inside the school. They have a beautiful gymnasium that I was fortunate to see coaching. And then you have, but with the football field here, we have the mountains right now, this time of the year with the leaves changing. It's just beautiful here right now.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great place to watch a football game or soccer or whatever they are doing here. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll continue to break it down. It's homecoming here for the Oxford Blackhawks. They're hosting Sequoia Valley from up in the Utica area in Section 3. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe, Skylar Thompson with you here on the Butler Auto pregame show. And it is homecoming here for the Oxford Blackhawks. And we're going to pause for the national anthem before we come back and tell you some more about that. Section 3 is in town as it's Sequoia Valley taking on Oxford. So again, we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
The Butler Auto pregame show here tonight as we are live in Oxford under the lights. A perfect night for some eight-man football here as it's the Oxford Blackhawks hosting Sequoia Valley. Sky, 2 weeks in a row where we have teams that are playing each other that have pretty much the exact same uniform, as Oxford tonight is in the black uniforms, the red helmet with the white trim, and Sequoia Valley has the white uniforms with the red and black trim and also the red helmet. So they're kind of looking in the mirror again tonight.
You do a great job of picking these games with the teams that just look the same. I appreciate it.
So we are set to do battle here tonight between these two. Homecoming, I think, was great. I came a little bit earlier than you. I was in the parking lot. They had the tent up and the grill and everything, and just people having fun over there, the music, the dancing. All the kids were going crazy on the playground. That's what you love to see, and you could tell there were some people in the parking lot that were just like, I haven't been here in a while. This was the reason to come back, the football game, the chance to see everybody, and it really has brought in a great crowd here tonight.
Yeah, I got here around 6:15-ish, and there was still a lot of stuff going on. It was really, really cool. As I said, they had the music playing. There were kids playing touch football. I saw an incredible one-handed catch. I don't know if that guy's on the team or not, but even still, it's a great environment, and that's what's special about these small communities like this, bringing everyone back together like that, because they really do care a lot.
Oxford looking for their first win of the season. Meanwhile, Sequoia Valley is undefeated. The common opponent that they have or will have by the end of the season is Unadilla Valley. Sequoia opened up with a victory over the UV Storm. Oxford looking forward to their game with UV coming up in a short amount of time here in the upcoming weeks of the season. That Oxford-UV game is probably one we'll look to do here on the radio, as we've really enjoyed doing that. Those were the first two teams in our coverage area that went to eight-man, so that was kind of the original experiment of, like, what's this going to look like? And fast forward a couple of years, and here they are. So it looks like Oxford will receive here after winning the toss, and they will have the ball here first. And talking to their head coach, Mitch Clough, a guy who really just cares about this program and wants to put it back on the map to where it was, a rich tradition here for Oxford Blackhawks football. And I'm sure that this homecoming and this crowd is all because of the hard work and the promotion that he has done along with his staff. So it's great to see. So we're going to have a chance to see Oxford first here tonight on offense. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial. Eight-man football here tonight between Sequoia Valley and Oxford. Waiting to get underway as Sequoia Valley will do the opening kickoff. And this one is a line drive deep and will be fielded here at the Oxford 20. They'll look to bring it out 25-30. 35-40, a nice return here for Oxford. Ripping it up that right wing side was Richard Hunter. Well done.
Very nice start there for Oxford. Gave them great field position about their own 40-yard line. The crowd is alive already with a nice return there. There's a nice-sized crowd, and you know they're ready to cheer and be loud for this team after all the dancing and food and everything else that they had before the game.
Always interesting when you see a cross-section battle, too. These teams don't know a lot about each other. With the eight-man schedule, you see some more of that, playing teams that are, you know, an hour, hour and a half away, but maybe don't play each other in a traditional sense. So this will be fun here tonight. So Oxford with a first and 10 starting on their own 40, going right to left. They're in the shotgun with two wide receivers split to the left. They're looking to throw on first down. They throw over the middle, almost picked off, as the pass, I believe, was intended there on the outside. for Dominic Howe, but it bounced off a defender and was deflected down. So Oxford not afraid to go to the air on the first play of the game here. Never know what you're going to see in eight-man, that's for sure. The field being more narrow, but there's just so much space to work with out there.
Absolutely, and one of the things to point out, too, about this Oxford team that you and I were just talking about, only two seniors on this team. So you look for those week-to-week improvements and hoping that next year you really have built off something.
One wide receiver split to the left, a second down and 10, two running backs in the backfield, and they're in the shotgun. Snap was low. They're got to scoop it off the turf, and the Sequoia Valley defense is there to bring down the QB. And he couldn't escape and get to the outside. So we're going to have a third down and about 14 to go here for Oxford. So a tough break there. The snap was low. Talking with Coach Clough before the game, he said, we really tried to work on our snaps this week. It's one thing that has just continued to hurt us. We get into a good position, maybe a short field position, and then we have a bad snap, and we just go back in the wrong direction. So they're trying to clean that up here this week. And the QB, Jacob Gallo, in the shotgun once again. Two wide receivers split out to the right on a third and long for the Blackhawks. Here's the snap. Good blocking. They step over the middle, and the pass was too tall again. Was looking there for Dominic Howe, and fourth down coming up here, and the Blackhawks will maybe look to punt this away, but we've been joking a lot in eight-man football. You never know if they're going to punt or not.
No, you don't, and that's the fun part about eight-man is people are obviously so used to watching 11-man Sundays with the NFL, Saturdays with college, but eight-man really does add a little bit something different to the game, and I've really appreciated it doing on the radio with you the last couple of years.
So fourth down and long, they'll look to punt this away. And they're going to throw. They throw over the middle. Pass is complete. Going to be very close to the first down. So Oxford looking to roll the dice here on this fourth down. Pass was complete to Richard Hunter. Sky, what do you think about the spot here?
He unfortunately was down before it, so it's not, well, maybe not. They may have bumped that up a little bit more.
Wow, I don't think they're going to even measure this or anything from the looks. The Oxford offense is staying out there. Okay, here comes the chain gang. So just to reiterate what happened there, they went for the punt. You know, they lined up for it and then basically had a receiver come over the middle. They threw it to him, and he was very close.
And I love it. The Oxford offense has already called a play and going up to the line of scrimmage while the chains are coming out. But, yeah, fake punt. I think what happened there, Nate, was they did a little bit of a read on where they got it.
They got it. Wow, by just the nose of the football. So they roll the dice, and they get it done there on fourth down. Finish your point there. Sorry, Sky.
So I think what happened was they had a little bit of a read there. They lined up two guys on the left side, and one of the guys, number 17 for Oxford, Richard Hunter, was not covered at all. And that's basically an automatic read. We're going to throw it to you, and it worked out. So here we are talking about maybe they will fake him. There you go.
Going to hand it off here on first and 10 from their own 45. They had nowhere to go, and the Red Hawks defense swallowing up the runner as he tried to get to the outside. That was David Dunkel. And so that was their first real run attempt of the game, and they lose about 5 yards on it there for the Blackhawks.
I do love the aggression, though, early on in the game going for it. You got the fans behind you. And that brings them right back in because you're thinking, oh, three and out after a good return. But then you pick up a huge first down, and that just builds the excitement and courage back up.
Yeah, let's see what Oxford can do here on a second and 15 going right to left. They're at their own 45. Eight-man football tonight here. We are scoreless with 10 minutes to go in this first quarter, live from Oxford Academy. One wide receiver split to each side, and again a tough snap is down at the 40, so they lose another 5 yards just having to chase that ball back, and they're going in the wrong direction here. And so the Blackhawks now on a third down and 20 to go, I would say. Third down and a country mile coming up here for Oxford. Thanks for joining us again earlier for our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up later here today. And the lights are on, and you couldn't ask for pretty much a better temperature tonight or anything. This has been perfect here for high school football. So they break the huddle with 9:15 to go in this first quarter. We are scoreless between Sequoia Valley from Section 3 and the Oxford Blackhawks from right here in Section 4. two wide receivers in motion is split out to the right wing side. And they're in the shotgun. Another wide receiver coming back from right to left. They're going to look to throw again. They have a receiver deep. Can he get there in time? Yes, it's caught at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. That is a touchdown to Richard Hunter for 55 yards. He burns the defense and gets it done. The Oxford Blackhawks take an early 6-0 lead on a beautiful pass.
What an interesting play call. They had twins lined up on the right side. They brought the inside guy in motion, and they used him as an extra blocker. So they were going, it's either going to this one guy or it's not. And he made a great double move there. He made a little pivot like he was going to go to the inside, then kept going straight. Beautiful ball thrown by the quarterback. Excellent play. I love that play call right there.
That was awesome and a great, you know, kind of catch over the shoulder and stride. You got to love it. And now they'll go for two. Oxford scoring on their first drive of the night here, and the fake punt really paid off now. So they'll go for two. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Snap is good. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete, but they come up short on the two-point conversion. It was complete to Dominic Howe, but he couldn't get over the line. So Oxford scores on a 55-yard bomb down the right side of the field, and they lead Sequoit Valley 6-0. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. A 6-0 lead for Oxford. 8.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, live under the lights at Oxford High School, as Sequoit Valley from Section 3 is in town, and they have the ball for the first time tonight. A good run back here puts them at midfield as they go left to right, and they'll bounce one to the outside. Boy, running hard down to the 30 before being roped out of bounds here is big Aiden McKinney, and he's going to be a tough guy to bring down with a stiff arm. He picks up 20 yards pretty easily right there.
And they got McKinney listed at 6'1", 200 pounds as a running back. That is moving, because he has some good speed there and big, strong body. As you said, that'll be tough to bring down as the game goes on. So nice little bounce back there for Sequoit Valley.
So the Redhawks moving the ball pretty quickly here, going left to right. Again, they're in the white tops with the black pants and the red helmets. And a first down, they're going to go right back to the run game, spinning it to the outside to the 25-yard line. Pickup of about 5 on the play there for Brendan Lee. And on the tackle there, looked like to me it was Ryan Humphreys on the outside, as well as Dominic Batista there for Oxford. Boy, so Sequoit moving the ball well, trailing 6-0 here on the road at Oxford with 8 minutes to go in this first quarter. Under center, and Oxford is going to jump here on the line here on second down and about 6 to go. And not just one, that whole line jumped right there.
What's interesting, though, is a guy for Sequoit Valley put his hands up like he messed up, and they're talking about it. Nope, but it is on Oxford.
Yeah, okay. Going to go. And usually, yeah, when the whole line jumps like that, maybe something did happen, but that's going to pick up 5 yards there for the Redhawks.
Well, when you see a reaction from a guy where he puts his hands on his head, you always think that he was the one that messed up somehow. But when you see the whole line for Oxford go, you have to think it was them.
So here is Sequoit again, getting Oxford to jump. So that's two in a row for the Oxford Blackhawks, jumping before the snap. And that's tough, giving Sequoit Valley some free yardage. Going to mark off another 5. So 7:57 to go here in this first quarter, a 6-0 lead for Oxford. over Sepoit. But it's the Redhawks who are moving the ball quickly here in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Here's a pitch to the outside for the Redhawks. Down to the 10, inside the 5, and brought out at about the 3-yard line. Here is Brendan Lee once again. And that running game, that sweep to the left has been very effective.
They're running it out of that I formation, so they got the front back, the fullback, as the lead blocker. He's doing an excellent job leading the way, and they're picking up 10-ish yards every time they do that, and then you get 10 free yards with the penalty. It's a great start for the Sequoia Valley offense.
It's going to be a first and goal here for Sequoia Valley. They pitch to the outside, and they're in for a touchdown here. Untouched this time to the right side for Brendan Lee, and they tie this game up at 6. A really nice drive there for Sequoia Valley.
Yep, just another pitch play. They just flipped it. They went to the left consistently before, this time just back to the right. Hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And right there, that's an example of that whole drive.
Started off by the nice return, and then a 20-yard run got them quickly into Oxford territory. Now they go for 2. They go right back to Lee on the outside, punishing run, and he's able to lower the shoulder and get in. So Sequoia Valley will take the lead on the 2-point conversion, 8-6 over Oxford, with 7:45 to go in this first quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Live from Oxford Academy tonight, and it's Sequoia Valley leading Oxford 8-6. Eight-man football action here tonight. Midway through this first quarter on WCDO, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. First down for Oxford. They throw to the near side. It falls incomplete. Second down coming for the Oxford Blackhawks. So, again, Oxford looking for their first win of the season, as they've had a very tough schedule going up against some of the Western teams in Section 4, which have just been juggernauts the last couple of years. So they're glad to get back here on their home grass field tonight and go up against an opponent from Section 3. But that drive for the Redhawks looked very impressive.
Yeah, they did a great job, and they just kept running the same play. As I said, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So keep running that pitch play. They got those two strong backs. If you're Sequoia Valley, that's the perfect way to answer.
Second down and 10 coming for the Blackhawks. They look like they want to continue to go to the air. Now they do run up the middle, shedding a couple of tacklers. They get back to the original line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and then brought down. So good hard running, but only able to pick up about 3 yards there for David Dunkel.
Who I'm looking at the roster here is a freshman. They're very young. Their quarterback is a sophomore. Richard Hunter, who caught the touchdown, sophomore. Dunkel, a freshman. I mean, they're very young.
Yeah, they have had some low numbers here the last few years. And so as they've been trying to get interest back in the program and build it up, it comes with the youth. And so they definitely have had their growing pains, but they're finding a way to stay positive and stay in these games. Third down coming. They throw over the middle to Hunter. He makes the catch, but comes up short of the first down by a couple of yards here. So they are still in Oxford territory, going right to left at about the 38-yard line. With 6:40 to go here in this first quarter, it's Sequoia Valley 8 and Oxford 6. So fourth down, what do we do here?
I was going to say, going to be curious to see what they decide to do. I mean, you've already run one fake punt. I don't know if they'll even line up in a punt formation or not, but the quarterback's on the sideline, so I'm going to guess yes.
So will we see Oxford punt this away? In case you're just joining us, they ran a beautiful fake on the first time that they had to punt and were able to pick up the first down, which eventually led to a touchdown. In the meantime, Oxford wants to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with our score. Sequoit Valley 8, Oxford 6, about midway through the first quarter here on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Just about midway through this first quarter, 6:14 to go here in this first frame. Sequoit Valley leading Oxford 8-6, eight-man football tonight here on WCDO. You might be saying, you know, Nate, you've kind of covered some different teams this year. We've just been looking at the matchups each week, trying to fit everybody in, and I'd say a lot of our Section 4 teams have unique schedules this year. We're seeing them play some teams from out of the area. We saw Norwich play Batavia. You know, BG went up and played Sherburne. We got this game here tonight against Sequoit Valley. So we're glad to see some new teams as well as kind of our old bread and butter. On fourth down, they go for it, and this time the Red Hawks come blazing through on a blitz, and they bring them down, and they had nowhere to go. So a turnover on downs.
It looked like they wanted to do maybe another double move on the route, maybe a pump fake on a short little screen pass and then receiver release. But as you said, that Sequoit Valley defensive line just flew right through it and messed that whole play up. So Oxford's going to have to get a stop here before they go down possibly two possessions.
So Sequoit Valley, after stopping Oxford on that fourth down, will get the ball at the Oxford 32. They're going to go right back to the run game. They try to plow it up the middle here and just driving the pile forward. Impressive running here, only picking up probably about 4 yards on the play, but that was Aiden McKinney, and he's like somebody you'd see in a movie or something. He plays a high school football player. I mean, he's a big boy.
Yeah, and he didn't go down. I mean, he picked up, looks like 3-4-ish yards, but they almost, it seemed like all 8 guys for Oxford was on him, and he was still standing. He's a really big boy.
Looks like somebody out of, like, Remember the Titans or, you know, something along those lines. So we got a flag on the play here on a second down and about 7 to go, and we'll see who jumped on the line here, which side of town.
It's going to be on Oxford again, and if you know how I know that, we can hear the fans, which is amazing, and the reaction from the fans, who are very passionate, and I love it. They're so into the game.
So that's going to go against Oxford again. Another 5 yards, going to bring up second down and short for Sequoit Valley at about the 25-yard line here. They pitch to the outside again to Brendan Lee. Turns on the jet. Stiff arm, but the ball is out. It roots on the turf. Out of bounds it goes. And so Sequoit Valley catches a break there. That ball popped free as he tried to pick up another couple of yards.
They really did luck out in that one because no one was around the ball, but it just kept rolling and eventually went out of bounds. And they were the first to get there, but went out of bounds. But, wow, that is a lucky break for them.
5.5 to go in this first quarter. Sequoit Valley 8 and Oxford 6 here tonight on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, and also our game audio archives. We record these games. You can go back and listen anytime, football or even some soccer that we've been doing recently. It's all right there. They hand it back off to big number 44. He's inside the 10, down to the 8 before he's brought down there. Not Ryan Humphreys. That was the tackler there for Oxford. But Aiden McKinney again here for Sequoit Valley. That was 44 on 44 right there. So Aiden McKinney will pick up another couple of yards and a second down at about 5 to go.
And that right there is why you got to stop picking teams that have the same color.
I know. This is they really are like looking in the mirror at each other. Run to the outside here for Sequoit Valley. They're in for the touchdown. His second of the night. Brendan Lee with about an 8-yard run up the left wing, and he cashes it in for 6.
Lee is a very impressive runner to me so far in this game. He really gets moving downhill. You can tell there's some strength behind it as well, but he really gets moving, and they just really run the ball very well, especially with that lead blocker. I've been very impressed early on.
He really looks for contact, too. It's fun to watch. That now gives Sequoit a 14-6 lead here over Oxford. Waiting for the snap. Sequoit Valley going for 2. They roll to the left. QB keeper here, and they're going to sneak it in as untouched down the left wing was the QB, Andrew Price. And so that will give Sequoia Valley a 16-6 lead over Oxford. With 4:50 to go in this first quarter, I'm Nate Lowell for Sky Thompson, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Live under the lights here tonight in Oxford, Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you on WCDL, also WCDOsports.com. Again, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. After another score for Sequoia Valley, they lead Oxford 16-6 with 4:45 to go in this first quarter. So a first down and 10 here for Oxford after a short run back. They start on their own 30 going right to left. They're in the black uniforms with the white and the red trim and the red helmets. And pretty much flipped the uniforms there for Sequoia Valley. Red helmets, but white tops with red trim and black pants. A run up the middle here for Oxford, screaming his way out to about the 35, and then brought down there. Pickup of about four on the play. Good hard running there from Dominic Howe. So the Blackhawks have the ball as the clock continues to run here in this first quarter, down to about 4:15 to go in this first frame. Sky, I tell you, I'm having flashbacks of the great Oxford soccer tournament that they used to have here. Back in the day, it was Oxford, GMU, Green was always very good, and they would invite Manlius Pebble Hill,
okay,
who was very good down from Section 3, and there was some really good soccer played here under the lights. Second down and about six to go, and the quarterback having to run for his life here, that's Jacob Gallo. He got around the initial rush, but the second wave was able to bring him down at the line of scrimmage.
Great job by the quarterback there. Another snap that wasn't right where he needed it, but pick it up, and he didn't gain any yards, but he gained yards from what it could have been. So nice couple moves there to bring it back to about third and nine-ish territory here for Oxford. But well, I'm sure we'll talk about it more at halftime. But for you, gee, this is like some throwbacks here.
We always liked coming over here because, as you know, you've coached at a Tri-Valley school. Mm-hmm. You go to a bigger school, a chance to play under the lights. We just always thought that was such a cool thing to do. And before the grandstands were here in Oxford, this side hill, it had some seating, but everyone kind of just sat on the side of the hill.
Wow.
And so the whole thing would really fill up. And it was great to look up while you were playing and see the whole side hill just tons of people here. As Oxford goes for it on a third and nine, and they try to go again down that right wing side. Intended receiver was Ryan Humphreys, but it falls incomplete. Oxford not afraid to go to the air here.
No, and that was a nice ball, again, by the quarterback. Very good defensive coverage, though, by Sequoia Valley here. And it's the Blackhawks and the Redhawks, right?
Correct.
So not only, like, same colors, but Hawks as well, but I'm going to get confused at some point.
Red Hawks is the new mascot, as they were part of one of the schools around New York State that had to do the mascot change, so they're getting used to it on their side. But, yeah, very, very similar. A nice punt here for Oxford. Sequoia Valley will field it to our left at their 35, and they'll bring it out with big number 44 across midfield and into Oxford territory. There he is once again, Aiden McKinney, with a good run back. And, boy, once he gets a full head of steam, you don't want to get in his way.
No, this is another situation where I'm happy that I'm standing up here next to you and not down on the field anymore, because I would not want to be trying to bring him down.
As I came to the field today, Sequoia was just kind of getting off the bus, getting their gear together. And the first couple of guys I encountered, I said, okay, not a ton of size. And then I kind of turned around the corner towards the back of the bus, and I saw a bunch of these guys getting off. I said, oh, there they are. And, yeah, they certainly had some good size, especially the running back. They fumble it here on a first down and 10, and just falling on it there was the quarterback, who, again, I thought was one of those guys who had some nice size, Andrew Price. They haven't listed that 6'1", 160, but he looked bigger than that to me. But, I mean, they have, yeah, they have Aiden McKinney, number 44, at 6'1", 200 pounds. And they have Brendan Lee at 6'2", 180. Those are the two guys we've seen featured in the running game so far. Hand off here to Brendan Lee, carrying tacklers to the left side, brought down at the 45-yard line. So third down and about 7 coming up here with 2:10 to go here in this first quarter. Sequoit Valley leading Oxford 16-6.
Nice job there by the Oxford defense. We've seen him really get going and some nice yards there, but Oxford making a little adjustment there, preventing another long run. And to your point, I remember when I was playing, we always watch the guys come off the bus for the opposing team, and it always seems like they strategically locate guys.
Here's a third down and long, and it's, oh, just incomplete here for Sequoit Valley. They went to the air for the first time and had Nathan Kelly wide open down the right side, just through the fingertips there.
That would have been a walk-in touchdown. No one was around him, wide open, but just through the fingertips, like you said. Oxford lucky out on that one. They're going to be happy to have that one back for sure.
They really sold that well, too, and they had him wide open. He just couldn't haul it in. So Sequoit Valley going for it on fourth down at about 9 to go near midfield. They are in Oxford territory, going left to right at the Oxford 45. No wide receivers. And they're going to fumble the ball, and I think Oxford got it. Blackhawks will pick that up at the 45-yard line on fourth down. And a great job by the Oxford defense. They needed a stand, and they got it.
That was great. They, as you said, they needed that. They got it. Now they get the ball back near midfield, down 16-6. You're hoping that we can put together a nice drive and put one back in the end zone.
Fumble recovery there for David Dunkel. So we've seen him doing a little bit of everything so far tonight here for the Oxford Blackhawks, with 1:45 to go in this first quarter and Oxford trailing Sequoit Valley 16-6.
But back to the point, though, so we always watch the first couple guys and go, geez, this isn't, they're not that bad.
Not that bad.
And then all of a sudden, okay, yeah, I see where, yep, it's going to be a long day.
And that's exactly what I said when I got around the corner of that bus and I saw a couple of those guys. I said, oof, glad we're in the radio booth tonight. Two wide receivers split to the left, a man in motion going left to right. Gallo is flushed out of the pocket. He tucks it and runs, and he was in the shotgun there, so even though he gets a couple of yards, he's just back to the original line of scrimmage. The only problem with that shotgun, if you get a tough rush like that, he picked up a few, but really no yards gained.
Yeah, it makes it tough, and but credit to him for making something out of nothing. We've seen that a couple times from him tonight. As a reminder, he is a sophomore, so you like that maturity level of not panicking when something's not right. Unfortunately, as you said, the coach talked about that they have to fix that, but going through that so early on in your career, as you progress through your junior and senior year, it makes you that much more relaxed when something like that does happen.
Yeah, and he was up on varsity a year ago, so he's continuing to get really solid reps here for Oxford. Second down and 10 to go near midfield as Oxford goes right to left. They'll look to throw it again. Here comes the rush and just nowhere to go. And he's dragged out of bounds. Gallo, loss of a couple yards on the play with 42 seconds to go in this first quarter in Sequoit Valley leading 16-6. Again, if you're looking for anything during the week for high school football in terms of records or anything like that, as well as other sports in the area. We cover all Oxford sports and teams in the MAC. You can just check out natelull.com, have all the scores and standings on there. So if you're an Oxford Blackhawk fan or anybody else around here, Sydney, Norwich, Green, right in the surrounding area, all right there for all the fall sports.
Or if you're up at 3:30 in the morning, check out Nate Wall's Twitter for the latest scores as well.
Hey, we aim to please. We get those scores done no matter what time of day it is. Third down and long, about a third and 13. Gallo tucks it and runs. Great pump fake. He's across midfield. He's got the first down before he's dropped at about the Sequoit Valley 45. Looking like Josh Allen out there.
That was impressive. He did the pump fake to get the defender to bite, And then tucked it and run, picked up a nice little block downfield to steal off the defender and pick up the first down. What a, he's really impressing me tonight.
That was like a Johnny Manziel like pump fake mid-run almost.
Exactly.
There was no way he was going to throw that, but it totally got a couple defenders to bite on it.
You always worry about that, especially in high school, because the guys, they're not as big, obviously, as the hands of the NFL guys to hold the ball. It's like your momentum's bringing you forward and all that, but great play.
First and 10, they'll look to hand it off up the middle. Good chunk of yards here for the Oxford Blackhawks as they run right up the gut there with Dominic Howe. And so I believe, yeah, this is going to be second down as they were fixing the chains on that far side. It's going to be about a second and 7. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter with our score 16-6, the Coit Valley on top of Oxford. Blackhawks marching when we come back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We switch ends of the field as we start the second quarter with Oxford football trailing Sequoia Valley from up in the Utica area, 16-6. If you've been driving up Route 8 to go to Utica, as many of us do, Sequoia Valley right in that neck of the woods, right before you get to New Hartford, right in there.
That's where I remember seeing.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not too far from home, especially if you are, you know, going up from the New Berlin area, if you go that way to Utica. A handoff here for Oxford, again, now going left to right. They run it up the left wing on second down at about 7 to go. I'd say they got about 2. So we're going to have a third down and 6 or so to go here for the Blackhawks.
And that's the case right there with the 8-man field, not as wide as the 11-man, so you just ran out of room right there. Which is another adjustment that I've had to make watching the 8-man, because the field's just not as wide as the 11-man for people who may not have been able to see it in an 8-man game yet.
I swear, and maybe this has changed. I mean, this is probably year 4 or 5 of us covering 8-man football, and it started to come into the area. And again, I said it during our pregame show. The first year it was UV and Oxford. I swear the field was not narrow. It was just a regular field.
I didn't think it was last year or the year before that, actually. But the first time I started doing games with you, we were doing a Unitego game, and I remember it was just the same size.
Yeah. So, I don't know if they've kind of added that in as we've gone. Definitely need to do some more research on that coming up. A direct snap here. This was not Gallo under center. It was Richard Hunter. He took a heck of a hit coming across the 40 to the 38 here. On a third down, we're going to hope that he's okay. He's slow to get up. We're going to take an injury timeout. Actually, no, we're going to keep it right here. He was just slow to get up, but a scary collision there as we come up on fourth down, but he appears to be okay. Richard Hunter got almost all the yards they needed there, about 2 or 3 yards short here, across the 40 to the 38. That was just tough. He was turning the corner there after catching that ball and just kind of got hit from his blind side, I would say.
Yeah, he was going down, and another defender came out and hit him at the same time, which is always, you know, a tough spot to be in as the runner. And then you hear the sound, and then you're like, ooh, something happened there. It was a pretty good-sized hit, but he's up and walking around, and I don't know if it was just one of those ones where you get hit in the head and, you know, you start to see little stars and stuff just because you get your bell rung, or hopefully nothing more than that, but... wow, what a hit.
Yeah, he's up on the sideline. He's walking around. He's talking with several members of the coaching staff here, so they're taking good care of him. And this is going to be a timeout taken by Oxford as they want to talk things over here on fourth down and about 3 to go there in Sequoia territory. So 10 and a half minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Sequoia 16, Oxford 6. We'll be back on CDO.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, early second quarter action here, about 10 and a half minutes to go in this second quarter. It's Coit Valley 16, Oxford 6. Huge fourth down here, Sky, as they were able to stop Sequoit late in that first quarter, get the ball back, and now they're marching, but they need, this is about a fourth and four inside Sequoit Valley territory at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, we've seen the Sequoit Valley offense really move the ball, so if you're Oxford right now, you want to pick up a first and get this ball in the end zone if possible.
Fourth down, let's see, out of the timeout, what they go with. They try to run one right up the middle, and they do with Gallo, and he's very close to a first down. I think he got it.
I love that play call, and they picked up some huge blocks. Lead blocking, you saw the hole open wide open. Great job by the Oxford offensive line, as well as the two backs that led for the quarterback.
Yeah, that was well done, and they're able to move the chains and pick up a first down. And so you have to think, too, Oxford coming in, looking for their first win of the season. They've been struggling to move the ball. They've done that tonight. You have to think that's going to give them a little more confidence going forward.
Yeah, you're always looking for those little things to build off of. And I remember earlier this year we were doing a game. It was the Unitego one, the first one that we did. And he said the coaches were talking, and they saw improvement as the game went on. And then you see it week to week. And so far right now tonight we're seeing that from Oxford as well.
So a first and 10 at the Sequoit Valley 35. Oxford going left to right. They trail 16-6. They hand one up the middle. Handoff here to David Dunkel, crashing forward for about a yard. So second down and 9 coming up with 9:45 to go in this second quarter. It's Sequoit Valley 16, Oxford 6. And boy, you just could not ask for better weather tonight here, Scott. This is beautiful.
It really is. And I love the way the field looks under the lights. It just, something about the natural grass fields is just, I mean, for me, obviously as old as I am, but there wasn't a lot of turf fields. There was a couple when I started playing towards the end of my career, but natural grass, I love it. I'm a big fan of this field, this whole area right now.
Yeah, this is a very, as we said before, very picturesque setting here at Oxford tonight, and a great crowd here for homecoming. The whole town has come out for this. Two wide receivers split to the right here on a second down and about 9 to go. They're going to throw over the middle. Pass was low in the dirt as the rush was coming. Third down and 9 coming up here, as that one almost looked like it slipped as he let it go too.
Now, do you know for their homecoming weekend, do they have any other sporting events like a soccer game or anything tomorrow?
I know that last night they played soccer games late under the lights here as they hosted Unadilla Valley GMU.
Okay.
They do have various other events going on throughout the weekend, both here at the school and in town. So they do. They try to make a whole weekend of it. But this was one of the big things, including the food and the music here as kind of a tailgating scenario before the game.
You didn't get any of the food, did you? Not tell me about it?
No, I thought about walking over there, and I just said, you know, we got to get set up. Otherwise, I should have come a little earlier. That would have been the plan. Going to be a third down and about 9 to go here. Gallo on the run, had nowhere to go, and he's crushed by the rush there of Sequoit Valley. And again, breaking through to bring him down was Brendan Lee on a heck of a hit. So fourth down coming up. Brendan Lee can do it on both sides of the ball here for the Sequoit Valley team.
And you're looking at a fourth down and 10 right here for Oxford. So I'm curious to see what kind of play call. They haven't been afraid to throw it, obviously. I think it's a little bit outside of the range for another run play. But what they dial up here will be interesting to see.
So we'll see what the play comes in from the sideline. And again, a fourth and 10 for Oxford. Ball at the 34-yard line. So they're getting deep into Red Hawks territory here for undefeated Sequoit Valley. Section 3 with some very good eight-man teams, and Sequoit Valley is in that conversation so far this year. Two wide receivers split to the right, one running back off the left hip of Gallo here in the backfield. Gallo looking right. He's got a man over the middle. He's got time. Throws back to his left. Pass is complete, but I still think he is short of the first down by about 2 yards here. Great catch, but just couldn't get enough to get up to the sticks. Wow.
That was an impressive throw. He threw that across the field, which is always dangerous to do, but he had the arm strength to not only get it there, but get it there with enough power to where the defender couldn't get in front of it. And even though that's just short, that's impressive.
And catching that ball and making a kind of a shoestring catch along the sideline, there was Richard Hunter, who took that hard hit just a couple of plays ago. So they've cleared him to go back in. He makes a good catch there, but just comes up a little short. And Sequoia Valley now going right to left, leading 16-6. We'll get it back on their own 25, going right to left. 8:45 to go in this second quarter. Waiting for the snap. They're going to pitch to the left side to go back to Brendan Lee. Shovels through the second level, and he's off to the races. Lee to the 50, to the 40, and he's going to be gone. 25-20, and Brendan Lee is going to run this one in for 6 points for Sequoia Valley. About a 75-yard touchdown run. He got through that initial first level and busted it to the house. Well done. Boy, just running over a couple of tacklers there for Brendan Lee. Really well done. So Brendan Lee on a 75-yard TD is able to score. And so they're going to go for the two-point conversion here. As again, a 75-yard TD run there for Brendan Lee gives Sequoia Valley a 22-6 lead with 8.5 to go here in this second quarter. Going to go for two. Quarterback again flushed out of the pocket, and he's able to run it in. And really well done there once again by the QB for Sequoia Valley, Andrew Price. So that will give the Redhawks a 24-6 lead over Oxford with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 9, and Friday, Saturday, 11 till 10. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Oxford with a great run back here from Richard Hunter gets out to about the 39-yard line. And Oxford here in the black uniforms with the red and white trim now going left to right. About midway through this second quarter, 8:20 to go here in this second frame. And Sequoia Valley leads 24-6 here over Oxford. Section 4 versus Section 3 tonight under the lights. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson, and Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at our Main Street WCDO studios. Also, welcome to anybody listening over in this neck of the woods on 92.3. That's our new frequency out of Norwich. So here is Oxford going left to right, taking the handoff, and Gallo with a nice 360 spin, diving his way forward across the 40 to about the 42-yard line, pickup of about 5 on the play. So second down and about 5 or 6 coming up here for the Oxford Blackhawks. Make sure you stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll break down this first half, see if we can get you some out-of-town scores as well as we start to get more into crunch time here in the Section 4 football season as the playoff picture starts to come into a little better focus here as we get into the month of October. October 2, we'll be doing a couple of Saturday games coming up over from Delhi over at Delaware Academy, always a good spot to broadcast from. So we'll be looking at some teams over there in Delaware County as well. Snap is low, but Gallo gets it off to Richard Hunter. But again, he's brought down. The Sequoia Valley line breaking through, not opening up any gaps here. It's going to be third down and 9 coming up. Yeah, brought back to about the 40-yard line. And so nice play development there, but the line just collapsing in and nowhere to go for the Blackhawks.
No, and I've been very impressed by Sequoia Valley's size. And we talk about the backs and their size, but their line has some very nice size as well. And they have definitely used that on a couple times on the pass rush and clogging up the holes on any run plays.
The Sequoia Valley team coming in undefeated. The Sequoia Valley team, in a way, reminds me of Unitego, the team we've seen the last couple of weeks with the tough running backs, kind of a stable of running backs, some good size on the line that's also athletic. That would be a fun matchup to see, Unitego Franklin against Sequoia Valley.
Put in a recommendation.
I might have to. So this will be third down and about nine to go. Gallo drops back. He's in the shotgun, throws over the middle. He's looking deep again. One-on-one coverage. It's going to be incomplete. Going again for Richard Hunter. He was looking for maybe some pass interference, but it looked like the coverage was good from Andrew Price of Sequoia Valley.
Great coverage by Price right there. Not making the contact, getting his eyes on the ball. They talk about it all the time in the NFL. You know, they always review, is it pass interference, is it not? Great job there by not doing that.
So this will bring up fourth down here for the Oxford Blackhawks on their own 40. We've seen them fake it one other time here tonight, and they were able to pick up a first down, but would they dare to do it again, or will they just punt it away as they have the rest of the evening so far here? This will be another punt, kind of a line drive, end over end. It was touched there by Sequoia Valley and picked up by Oxford. They recover it at the 30-yard line. Johnny on the spot on special teams. Boy, that thing was a heater. And then Dylan Bowers was able to scoop it up for the Blackhawks.
That was a great punt. I can tell you, as a former punt returner, that those are the hardest ones, those line drives. And obviously everyone knows the football is not perfectly round, of course. So how is it going to bounce? It barely bounced off the ground, hit his leg, bounced away. Great job by the Oxford special team here, getting great coverage and getting on top of the ball. Now, only recommendation is in high school you can't advance it like that, so just fall on it. Don't try and run it back.
Well, it was amazing, too. It bounced off of the Sequoia Valley player's leg, and then Oxford was right there.
Right there.
Really well done.
So this could be the break that they were looking for right here.
So this puts Oxford inside Sequoia Valley territory at the 32-yard line, and it's going to be a timeout taken here by the Redhawks. They want to talk things over. So Sequoia Valley leads Oxford 24-6 with just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight. Friday Night Lights here. Eight-man football. Oxford hosting Sequoia Valley here from Section 3. And you might say, you know, what other games were happening here tonight? We can talk about that at halftime. But a lot of our local teams are either playing tomorrow or they're playing out in the western part of the section tonight. So we had a couple of options. And Oxford had reached out and said, you know, it's homecoming. We'd love to have you guys. I said, you know what? We'll be there. And I'm glad we're here.
I'm thrilled that we're here. When I pulled in and you see the tent up and everything that was going on, I'm like, this is what really high school football is still all about. You got, and we have cheerleaders for both teams, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, you don't always see that anymore. And both teams providing a pretty big support squad down here on the sideline tonight. And here's some trickery. They throw a little pitch to the outside. They just get back to the line of scrimmage here for Oxford out of the timeout. And so they're, again, right about the 35-yard line. Going to be a second down and about 10 coming up.
Interesting play call there. You don't normally see a turn around pitch in the shotgun like that. Truthfully, what I thought was going to happen was they were going to throw that. I really thought that was going to be a fake sweep, because when you go backwards like that, he can end up throwing it. So I thought they might try to pull a fast one after the punt recovery.
They ended up losing more yards than I initially thought. It's about a second down and 13. Gallo throws, pass complete, no, through the hands of his intended receiver on the right side, and he couldn't haul that in. He was looking for Ryan Humphreys, who had some space but couldn't catch it at the 30.
Humphreys is one of the two seniors that this Oxford team has.
And so ball will be at about the 36-yard line here, and it's going to be a third down and about 12 to go, maybe 13.
On this third down here, you want to definitely pick up some yardage, if not get the first down, because if you don't, it puts yourself in a really tough situation on fourth down.
So third down coming up here, clock still running. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. It's 24-6, Sequoia Valley leading the Oxford Blackhawks. And a lot of tradition here on this field of the great Oxford football teams of the 70s, 80s, 90s. Of course, Norwich coach Mike Christie doing all the things that he did here as a football player. And even just a couple of years ago when Oxford was still an 11-man, they took Tioga to the brink a couple of different times. That was a lot of fun to cover those games. Gallo on third down looking long for Hunter, and it's incomplete by a couple of yards. Fourth down coming here for Oxford.
And that right there was a case of the Sequoia Valley defensive line getting through just quick enough to make him have to rush to throw there and throw before he wanted to, before his receiver got farther down the field.
And so another fourth down coming up here for the Oxford Blackhawks with 5:09 to go in this second quarter. Richard Hunter shaken up on the play again here as he was streaking down that right sideline looking for the completion on that play. And he's taken a couple of big hits tonight. So he'll come out of the ball game here on this fourth down and about 13 to go. Oxford is in Sequoia Valley territory at the 36-yard line. And so they break the huddle. A big fourth down here for Oxford. One wide receiver split to the right and two to the left. They're without Hunter on this play. One running back in the backfield off the right hip of Gallo. Snap, drops back, shotgun. Here comes the blitz. He's able to get out of there and get into the second level, but nowhere to go, and he doesn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage. So another turnover on downs here for the Blackhawks. And, boy, the rush was there immediately.
I like that by Sequoia Valley. We're going to put the pressure on you and make you have to do something right away, probably before you want to. We've seen for Oxford Gallo be able to throw the ball very well when he's got time. So if I'm Sequoia Valley, let's try and speed that up, not give him that time. The nice clean pocket for him to step and throw the ball there. So nice stop by Sequoia Valley, but let's see if Oxford can force another turnover, get the ball back.
So Sequoia Valley gets the ball back with 4.5 to go in the second quarter, leading 24-6. They will hand it off and try to run up the middle, but this time the Oxford defense was right there to make a stop with Ryan Humphreys.
I think I just saw Brendan Lee hit his own guy pretty hard to push him forward, but I think it was harder than than his teammate wanted there, and because he looked at him. But you see that all the time, to push forward to get the extra yards, but for a big guy, he really hit him.
Yeah, he did. That was Aiden McKinney running the ball.
He's now going off.
Yeah, McKinney took his helmet off and is walking off the field. I don't know if he's not feeling that great at the moment. He did take kind of a heck of a shot from his own teammate there.
Friendly fire.
And for the moment, that helps the Oxford Blackhawks as McKinney is a big piece of that running game. And so here's Sequoia trying to run on a second down and 6. They maybe pick up 2 near midfield. So Sequoia Valley going right to left. Again, the white tops, the black pants, and the red helmets here tonight. Oxford's in the all-black uniforms with the white and red trim and the red helmets. Yeah, we did a bunch of games over here in that 2015-2016 range when they had a really good couple of running backs come through here. Nick Neer comes to mind for Oxford, and they took Tioga to the brink on a couple different occasions. Here's a handoff and a run to the outside, and Sequoia Valley might be gone again. They are with Brendan Lee. Get that man on the track team. He's gone to the outside, turns on the jets, and another 6 points here for Sequoia Valley. Wow, once he gets to the edge, Scott, there's no catching him.
No, and he's a very impressive runner. He's one of the few guys, though, that I noticed when he gets to the outside and he breaks free, he cuts back to the middle, which I've picked up on.
He's done that on multiple runs now.
Yeah, I don't see too many guys do that, so I appreciate him doing something like that.
3:05 to go here in the second quarter, and Sequoia Valley has pumped this lead up to 30-6 over Oxford. And so they'll break the huddle looking for the two-point conversion. And Brendan Lee is putting on a show here for Sequoia Valley. Here's the snap. He gets it, and Lee to the outside is in for the two-point conversion. So the Sequoia Valley Redhawks now leading Oxford 32-6 late here in the second quarter. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
After the return, Oxford will start this next drive late in the second quarter on their own 37-yard line going left to right. So Oxford trailing here at homecoming to Sequoia Valley 32-6 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. And so this will be a first down here for the Oxford Blackhawks in the shotgun. They're looking to hand it off. No, they throw it to the left. Pass is complete. Good for about 5 yards on that little out route to Hunter on the far side. And well done as he was able to haul that in and pick up about 5 yards on the play. Actually, it was not Hunter who caught that on the far side. It was Chance Reynolds, one of the only other seniors on the team. So they've gotten both the seniors involved here tonight in one way, shape, or form. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. We'll see if we can get you some out-of-town scores as well as break down this first half. Sequoia Valley doing a fantastic job, especially with Brendan Lee. He has been phenomenal running the ball. So Lee already tonight with 4 touchdowns in the first half, all on some big runs. So here is a second down and about 3 to go for Oxford. Dropping back in the shotgun, they throw over the middle. Pass is complete. They got a first down and more into Sequoia Valley territory at the 80. Well done on that route across the middle by Dominic Howell, and he brings it in.
And what a job by Galler there to get the ball off like that. He was under pressure once again significantly from the Sequoia Valley defensive line, but made a great throw there and a nice catch and run there by the receiver as well.
Yeah, able to hit him in stride as he came across. And again, Gallo in traffic, excellent job getting that throw off on the run. He made it look easy.
He has really impressed me tonight for a sophomore. He really has.
So Gallo bringing the play in from the sideline with a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. So now Oxford's going to have to hurry this up a little bit if they want to take full advantage of this clock. So they break the huddle. Ball at the Sequoia Valley 40-yard line. Waiting for the snap. One wide receiver split to each side of the field. Gallo looking right. He's got his man. It's through the hands of his intended receiver on the near side, and it falls incomplete. Was looking there for Aiden Mellum. Pass was a little too tall and threw his hands. So this will be a second down and 10 coming up.
It's Sequoia Valley continuing to bring the pressure, too. They're sending extra guys every time to put Gallo under pressure. So it'll be interesting to see what, if any, adjustments they make. They started having a little bit more quicker pass plays, not having him drop back and taking as much time for the play to develop, which I think is a smart idea.
So the ball at the Sequoia Valley 40-yard line And so the Blackhawks going left to right, trying to put some more points on the board before our halftime break. Homecoming tonight here at Oxford Academy, a great crowd for tonight's football game. The ball at the 40-yard line. I even noticed that the Frankfurt Skyler boys are here. They are another eight-man team up in Section 3, probably scouting out Sequoia Valley here tonight. So we even got some guests from way out of town coming to watch here tonight. Oxford's going to take a timeout, so we will as well. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Sequoia Valley 32, Oxford 6 on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Late here in the second quarter, Oxford football here on homecoming, trailing Sequoia Valley by a score of 32-6. And again, just about 38 seconds left for the halftime break, so we'll see what the Blackhawks can come up with.
I think that was their last timeout as well. So anything that they have here, the clock stops after they pick up the first down, so the ball and chains are reset. But they'll probably want to get something towards the sideline to stop the clock, or if they don't, get back up on the ball as quickly as possible.
So Oxford getting some last-minute instructions here from the coaching staff before they head out here for one of the last plays here of this second quarter. Gallo is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left. Two split out to the right. One running back off the left hip here of Gallo in the backfield is Dominic Howe.
And they changed the clock to a minute one, actually, Nate.
Okay, so they were able to get a couple more seconds. Gallo faking the pass, and he's wrapped up and brought down by the Sequoia Valley defense as he stepped up in the pocket and had nowhere to go. Was able to pick up a yard or two before he's brought down there by Wyatt Kimball. And a timeout is going to be taken, this time by Sequoia Valley. So again, we'll step away with 30 seconds left. Well, actually about 52 seconds left now that they put that extra time on there. Sequoia Valley 32, Oxford 6 on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And we're back here, WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Nate Lull, Guy Thompson with you here as the Oxford Blackhawks on homecoming trying to get some extra points here late in this second quarter. They currently trail Sequoia Valley 32-6. And here is Gallo on a third down and long. Right at midfield, throws to the left side, and his pass is incomplete. And this is a team tonight here, Sky. You know, I had talked to the Oxford coaching staff, watched some film. They're throwing the ball more than I thought they would here tonight. They must have seen something on tape that said we can try to, go at Sequoia Valley in this certain style. And we've seen it work well at times, and other times it's been tough.
It has been tough, and I think the times it's been tough is when Sequoia Valley has really broken through the offensive line and put a lot of pressure on them. Gallo has a nice ball, really he does, and we've seen a couple of weapons. In the first possession, Hunter with the nice double move for the long touchdown. We've seen some pieces for Oxford where you think if they continue to grow, put the time in a couple of years when most of these guys are seniors, they really could be a tough out in eight-man football.
They really could, and I know that this group has been pretty dedicated to doing the work during the summer, coming in and lifting weights. But again, they kind of had this hiatus during the switch from 11 to 8 where they lost a lot of guys in the program, and they're trying to build it back up. Here's Gallo on fourth down. He dropped at midfield. He had nowhere to go. And so Sequoia Valley is going to get the ball back after the whole front line was able to break through, and John DiPerno was able to wrap him up and bring him down.
They brought the house on that one. I think right now what you're seeing is Sequoia Valley knows that Oxford's going to be dropping back to pass, and they don't want to give any extra time to Gallo to make a throw and get a read there. So I think that's what we're starting to see is them ramp up the pass pressure.
And Sequoia Valley will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah.
And so certainly with 34 seconds left here in this second quarter, Sequoia Valley could have the ball here and to start the third quarter as well. So we'll see what Sequoia Valley decides to do, and they're just going to take the knee at midfield to try to get this clock to run down. And that might do it here for the second quarter. Yeah, so they take the knee, and they're willing to just walk off and let this clock run down. So that's going to be our halftime score, Sequoia Valley 32 and Oxford 6. Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Rabideau. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Rabideau team today by visiting rabideau.com/careers. Rabideau, where people make energy different.